Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Right, what headlines were made by our England under 20 team at the weekend? Venezuela 0, England 1. They're the world champs. England are world champs, and it's a side packed full of Merseyside talent, in particular lads from Everton. So who better to catch up with than the Everton under 23 coach, David Unsworth? Morning, Unsy.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Great, thank you. You must be absolutely delighted with that.
I think we all are, aren't we? It was brilliant viewing yesterday, and they've had a great tournament. And we are all just so proud of the Everton lads and all the England boys as well. It's a fantastic achievement.
I mean, looking through some of the team as a whole, obviously you've got Jonjo Kenny, Kieran Dowell, Ademola Lookman, Dominic Calvert-Lewin. They're just a few of the brilliant talent that you've got involved at the moment at that sort of youth level.
Well, yeah, they've been mainstay for the England teams for the past 3 or 4 years, certainly since I've come back to the football club. And they're not alone. You know, we've got an abundance of England players in all age groups, and it's just an absolute delight to watch them perform on the world stage. And like I said, I'm so proud of them, and you know, Everton as a club, we're so proud of the boys.
How did you rate the team's chances going into the tournament?
I think when you looked at the squad, it was a really strong squad, and I think all the managers of all the players who allowed them to go early in the season, it could have been very easy for the managers of the Premier League clubs just to say, no, we're going to keep them at home. But everybody's allowed the players to go, and that's great credit to all the managers. And when I looked at the strength of the squad, I knew that if they started well, I've seen this team over a number of years, and I knew if they got off to a good start, they had every chance of going a long way in the competition. But I'm absolutely thrilled that they've gone and won it. It's just an amazing achievement.
I've read quite a lot about the preparation and the attention to detail, and it's done at such a high level, isn't it? I mean, nothing is left to chance for this England under 20 side.
No, it's not. I mean, I spoke to Paul Simpson, the England manager, before they left. We knew the itinerary and the detail that they were going to go into. They flew out earlier, and the preparation was perfect. But it's not just this tournament. It's every tournament the England boys go to now. You know, it's run like a Premier League club. The staff, the analysts, the sports science. It's, you know, we all exchange information so the lads, so the staff there know exactly where they're up to. And it's done properly and rightly so as well, because, you know, these are fine young players.
What sort of lad is Dominic Calvert-Lewin? Will you be hearing a little bit more about his winning goal from him?
Probably not. No, I have to say, I actually spoke to him yesterday after the final. He sent me a lovely message, and I spoke to him, and he was absolutely thrilled, delighted. But he's a very humble boy. He's a great lad, and he'll just get on with it. He'll enjoy it, but he'll get on with it, and he'll come back, and he'll fight for his place here in pre-season. And all the boys will do that, and not just the Everton boys, all the young talent from England. They've got to go back to the clubs now and really, you know, work hard, get the heads down, and fight for a place in the first team squads of their teams.
Well, what do you think it means, Unsy, for the future of English football? Does this only matter if clubs give these youngsters continued chances now?
I think, you know, I'm of the opinion that I think we've always had the talent. We might just have, over the years, we might just have let talent go a little bit too early. And I think we've got to keep these players in the systems at the big clubs for as long as they possibly can, because it's getting harder and harder for young players to come through. And I think the average age of a Premier League debut now is 22/23. So we've got to keep these players challenged, and we've got to keep these players in the system for a long time, because eventually when they do come through, they are good enough. And I think that's really important that, you know, when they do get an opportunity, and there's no divine right to get an opportunity, they've got to earn it. You know, at some point in the young careers, you know, you've got to let them fly. They've got to earn it for themselves. So when they do get the opportunity, like Tom Davis has done this year at Everton, they've got to take it. And I think we've just got to be patient with them, you know, because, you know, Premier League clubs now are scouring the whole world for talent, not just this country. So it's tougher. It's getting tougher and tougher for young lads to break through. But, you know, they've got to be given and afforded that opportunity. And when it does come, and it will come at some point, If you're good enough, you've got to take it.
But perhaps not all Premier League clubs are as good as Everton at offering that opportunity as well. You must think that.
Well, it's not for me to say about other clubs. You know, I know what we do here, and I know we've got a manager here who's willing, if they're good enough, to pitch the lads in. And that's the key thing. It's not just, you know, because we're Everton, we play the youngsters or anything like that, or what Ronald's shown this year. He's put them in because they've been good enough. Now, you know, you've got to have that ability and you've got to have that talent. And, you know, you've got to earn the right to, you know, to wear the Everton jersey. And I think our boys have done that with great pride this year. And they've shown how good they are when they have been given that opportunity. And then they've got to take it. You know, they've got to be the ones who step over that white line, and they've got to take those opportunities. And it's brilliant to see it when it does happen, and when you see the likes of all these young players coming through, it makes you just so proud.
What are you thinking when they get a penalty late on?
Well, I did think, oh, that was, you know, because they were a good team, I have to say. I thought they were a really good team, and you could see it coming in the second half. It was just wave after wave, and I was like, oh, no, but it was a great save, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a poor penalty, I have to say, but a great save, if that makes sense. But, yeah, I was jumping up and down in the front room when the lad saved it. I was delighted.
Unbelievable. Are you going to do something special for these boys when they get back, or will it just be business as usual?
I think it would be remiss of us not to do something special. They've just gone and won the World Cup. You know, it's a fabulous achievement, and we have to recognise that. It's never been done before at this age group. No matter what age group it is, you know, it's very special. But very quickly, you know, we'll get them running around the field in pre-season and get the feedback on the ground.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.